Sue Ellen Rundquist is browsing the stacks at St. Paul's Hungry Mind Bookstore. She's been on the Amazon.com website, but hasn't bought anything there.
Well, I like looking at books. I mean, really touching them and opening them up and looking in them, rather than buying something online, I guess. That's what I prefer. And a place like this, the Hungry Mind, is a special place. It's different from the chains.
An ideal customer for an independent bookstore. The problem is there are fewer Sue Ellen Rundquists all the time because more people are buying books online. Forrester Research, a top computer and internet market research firm, says Americans will buy more than $1 billion worth of books on the internet in 1999, double last year's total. Forrester predicts 18% of all books sold will be sold on the internet by 2003. The Hungry Mind is a favorite hangout for the Twin Cities literary set. It sits at the edge of the McAllister College campus on St. Paul's Grand Avenue. At the Hungry Mind, you can browse through an extensive collection of small press fiction, flop down on a comfy couch and read for a while, or pick up a copy of the nationally renowned Hungry Mind Review. Owner David Unowski admits to mixed feelings about online superstores such as BarnesandNoble.com. On one hand, he says they're convenient and make books available to people who don't live near good bookstores. On the other hand, they're a danger to independent stores such as his.
Well, in the sense that they siphon business out of independent bookstores, then those stores, which generally are smaller and less well-financed, are in danger of going under. And, you know, if that happens too many times, then there's not going to be any independent bookstores, and the access to more unusual and new kinds of ideas and information will disappear. And I tend to think that taking business from your community and taking it all to one place as a general rule is not a good idea.
Unowski says the Hungry Mind is doing okay financially, but in the last few years has grown at a much slower pace. He attributes some of the slowdown to internet book buying. Other stores have felt the pinch even more. Baxter Books of Minneapolis cited internet competition as one reason it closed last October. It had been the last major independent bookseller in downtown Minneapolis. Nationally, independent stores sold 31% of all consumer books in 1991. Today, that number is 17%. Kate Delhagen is a senior analyst at Forrester Research. She says independent bookstores need to fight back on the internet. She says if they play the internet right, they can retain many of their customers, even grab some new ones from outside their neighborhoods and towns.
Can they completely protect their foundations or prevent any erosion at all? I think the answer to that question is no. Can they fight back? Absolutely.
Delhagen says independents need to develop sophisticated online stores while maintaining their character and local flavor to prevent further erosion. That's the idea behind BookSense.com. It's an Amazon-like internet store being developed by the American Booksellers Association, the dominant trade group for independent booksellers. When it opens this summer, BookSense.com will have about 1.5 million titles, about the same as Amazon.com. Stores will tailor BookSense to reflect their individuality. Len Vlahos is director of BookSense.com.
The internet space is one in which books are obviously an extraordinarily successful commodity in terms of sales, and our members who are booksellers really need to have a presence there. And what we're trying to do is help our members retain their customers who, when they want to shop online, you know, give them the ability to shop at the local store, as well as to attract new business to people who want a unique experience shopping online.
Independents are fighting back in other ways too. Cody's Books in Berkeley, California has established what some are calling an Amazon.com free zone. Cody's has been a fixture in Berkeley since 1956, serving as a nerve center for radical politics and counterculture. Cody's customers can now order books on the internet or over the phone and have them delivered by bicycle messengers. Andy Ross owns Cody's.
We can deliver books within 24 hours and in some cases on the same day for prices much, much cheaper than Amazon or Barnes & Noble can, and deliver the books faster at the same time.
Independent bookstores are waging a battle in at least one state house. Minnesota State Senator Steve Kelly is proposing books and magazines be exempted from sales tax. Kelly says it's a matter of fairness, since Minnesotans who buy books from Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com do not pay sales taxes.
it's an extra disadvantage to local booksellers if they also are the only ones who have to collect a local state sales tax.
While independents are waging a battle to survive, analysts say some of the smallest among them are probably doomed no matter what. Forrester's Kate Delhagen.
It is the little guys on main streets in towns, small towns, who are the ones who I think are at most risk, because in general they draw from a fairly small number of customers. And as a superstore enters the market anywhere near them, they start to already lose their customer base, and the Internet is, for them, just one more nail in that coffin.
But don't write off independent booksellers just yet. While the Internet is a threat, electronic commerce is also a possible salvation for those stores that can figure out how to serve their customers on the web. John Gordon, Minnesota Public Radio.